Shuas Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuas Bavli, Daf Chaf Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, at the Mishnah.
Shuas Shulay Oichel, Va'ochel, V'shasa, Enochai, V'la'achas. If one saw, I would not eat, and he ate and drank, his eyes were only once. Lashes, if warned, and a korban if he forgot. Shuas Shulay Oichel, V'la'eshte, Va'ochel, V'shasa, Chayev Shtaim. If he saw, I will not eat, and I will not drink, and he ate and drank, then he's liable twice. And the Gemara says, Shtiya bichlal achida, which you say minayin. The Gemara asks, what's the source that drinking is included in eating? V'yoyna shomar la mehador, al kein amalti levin eisol konefesh mikem, loisich al dam. V'yoyna said that we learn from the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, therefore I have said to bnei eisol, any soul amongst you should not eat blood. Man kaimin, what's the case? Im badam shekarash, if it's talking about congealed blood, hatali dam shekarash eni lo eichav lo mashke. That cannot be because the Bible says it was taught that congealed blood is not a food and not a drink. So why does the Torah call us achila? Elakin and kaimin, you should say, kamoshehu v'ateira kara oisoi achila. Rather, we're discussing blood as it is normal in its normal state, which is liquid, and the Torah calls it achila. Bahatani himcha should say achila v'gamai hikve es adam v'cholai em yesh boi kezayis chayev ma'avid la v'yona. The Gemara objects, it was taught that if one melted chilev, which is forbidden fat, and drank it, or congealed blood and ate it, if it has a kezayis, he's liable. How can Rabbi Yonah explain this? He needed to say that one is not liable for congealed blood. The answer is the Bryson means that it's not a food to have a tumma of foods, and it's not a drink to have tumma of drink. We cannot learn from loy seichel dam because perhaps it discusses congealed blood. Chazer of Yona, I should say, Shomar la mihador, Nasata kesed b'chalashe ta'ave nafshecha. Rabbi Yonah says, the Pasuk says in Dvarim Yudana, the Pasuk Chavav, you shall give silver for everything that your heart desires. Man Kaiman, what's the case of wine and Sheikha, which is called eating? In Betayim Tam Yain Letavshel, he tastes wine in a Tavshel and cooked food. V'halai Hatam Lefagam. This cannot be because this harms the taste. One cannot use Maaseh Sheni for this purpose. Elikin and Kaiman, Kol Shehu V'achmana Kari Achila. Rather, the case is that he consumed it as it is a liquid, and the Torah calls it eating. Rabban de Kisaron Amrin, Tipate Be'elein Gamaya, Vozeraya, Sha'akol Tfeila La'achila Ka'achila. Rabban of Kisaron reject that and say, really, he tastes wine in a tavshil of mushrooms, which improve the taste. Anything secondary to eating is like eating. Rav Yosi Shomer, Shefela, Mika, Rabbi Yosi said, now we can answer from the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, if one swore, I will not eat, and he ate and drank, he's liable only once. If not, the drinking is included in eating, there's no need to teach this. And we, Chavaya, claim Rabbi Yosi, Omar, the Basra, Shur, Shulay Oichel, Vashulay Eshte, Vachal Vashasa, Enichai Velachas. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Yosi, well, if so, you must say in the Sefer of the Mishnah that if one swore that I will not eat and I will not drink, and he ate and drank, he's liable only once. If drinking were included in eating, the first shura already forbids this, so the second shura would not take effect. Our text says that he is liable twice. Amalayin of Jaisi ilu misha amashur shalaychal kikazu, the chazav amashur shalaychal kikazu, the achal shtehim shema inachayab shtaim. But Jaisi answered that if one had two loaves in front of him and he said, I swear I will not eat this loaf, I swear I will not eat this loaf, and he ate both of them at once, is he not liable twice? Also here, the second shura takes effect of the other kind of eating, which is drinking. V'chanina v'shem v'pinchas, shoma, shetei lo, meka, shura shulei oichel, v'ochel, oichlem, sheinu v'uyin, v'shofa mashkim, sheinu v'uyim, potter. V'chanina, quoting v'pinchas, answered a fourth answer, which is, if one swore I will not eat, and he ate foods that are not proper to eat or drink, liquids that are not proper to drink, he is exempt. We can infer that had he eaten food proper to eat or drank liquids that are proper to drink, he's liable. As you say, Nicha b'masnitha dal amin shur shul oichel ke rebi da amma shur shul oichel ve shul oishte. This is a sign according to our text of the Mishnah. We say that he swore I will not eat. However, Rebbe says that he swore I will not eat and I will not drink. If so, there's no source that eating is drink included in drinking. And it should say, we skip the next sentence and it comes later, it should say, Rebbe bar shama shama la micha achal v'shasa v'henem echad enichai v'lachas. So the Abba answered from a Mishnah that says that if one ate and drank on Yom Kippur in one helem, he is liable only once. And we skip the next sentence, this should be taught later on. Now we say, V'chinna shomal la mecha, la chalti ba'ini ela shisisi. V'chinna gives a sixth answer from a Mishnah that says, I did not eat ma'asasheni when I was an oinen. Would he say that, but I drank? Rather, surely eating included drinking. El kazayim v'sha'ama shala eicha v'shasa, ama shala eshte v'achal. You might ask, until now we discuss one who swore I will not eat and he drank. However, if he swore I will not drink and he ate, what's the law? The answer is he's exempt for drinking is included in eating, but eating is not included in drinking. We come now to the next Mishnah. Shur shle eicha v'achal pas chitim upas ha'irim upas kuzmin enechai v'la'achas. If he swore I will not eat and then he ate wheat bread, barley bread and felt bread, then he's liable only once. If he swore I will not eat wheat bread, barley bread, or salt bread, or spelt bread, and he ate all three, then he's liable for each. If he swore I will not drink, and he ate, and he drank many beverages, then he's liable only once. If he swore I will not drink wine, oil, or honey, and he drank all three, is liable for each. Shur shalei eichel pas, but should say v'alei gefonim, v'alei konim, v'kocho v'alei konim, v'alei gefonim, v'ochol enechai v'la'achas. If he swore I will not eat bread, vine leaves, or wheat leaves, and he wrapped bread in vine leaves or wheat leaves, he is liable only once for the leaves. Since the leaves are inedible, there are chadfitza, a separation between the bread and his throat, and so he is exempt for the bread. Even though he's liable for the leaves, because he considers them important through his shura, they're not considered a food and they interrupt. If he swore, I will not eat bread, grape skins or grape pits, and he wrapped bread in grape skins or grape pits, he's liable for each, even though one does not eat grape skins or grape pits by themselves. Since they're eaten with other things, they are not the chatzitza. And if he was a nozir, he's liable three times. As normally we assume that he made one shur on grape skins and grape pits, since they're not normally eaten by themselves. For a nozir, they are forbidden, so presumably he swore about each by itself to make himself more zealous. Rav Yechon says that this is when he was koilal, which means he forbids isurim together with heter. But if he was poyer, which means he forbade issa by itself, then shuras don't take effect on isurim. So the shoki shama afilu b'koilol and shuras chalos al isurim. The shoki says even if he was koilol, then shuras do not take effect on isurim unless he specifies that he forbids a half a share because the Torah did not forbid this.